I'd like to call this meeting to order. Today is October 18th, 2011, 5 p.m. Do we have any board members here that would like to declare any conflicts of interest? Mr. Heine?
None.
Myself, no. Mr. Carter?
None.
Ms. Rowe?
No.
Okay. We'll now do, there are no conflicts of orders from the board present. I will now ask a roll call. Ms. Candy Rowe?
Present.
Mr. Bill McCarter?
Present.
Myself, Robert Fino, is present. Mr. Tim Heine?
Present.
Mr. Rebel Jones called or left me an email notice that said he would be an hour late. I'd like to have the chief lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's in the morning.
I thought we were in Japan there for a minute.
Get out this way because I can't get out that side.
Oh. I was trying to be gentlemanly.
There's nothing on the consent agenda for the board. We'll move on to number five, call to the public. Anybody wishing to address the board? There is nobody to address the board and move on to reports. The financials. Chief Martinez will give a brief report of the financials.
I just put that section in there just to kind of give you guys a heads up of what's going on. As I just told Pino just now, I finally got access into ASRS, and so I finally got the password switched over to me. So I've been working with ASRS today, and they're looking for some back payroll forms that need to be filled out and turned into them so they can get on track with the ASRS. So I'll be working with Marsha on that tomorrow. The other thing I wanted to mention to the board, and we're not going to mention any names, but some of the things that have been found that has already been sent out to the board as far as emails go, is we've had many checks that have come back for overpayment. There is something not quite right with the books. I think we need to, you know, have it checked out and get it figured out. Mr. Heine's been doing payroll, but that's all he's been doing. And so I think that we need to get somebody as soon as possible to come in and check out the books before we hire another person.
Mr. Heine?
Joe Green will be available. She's back. So I'd like to be available too, to kind of show her what I know. When are you leaving? What's your schedule?
I'm taking vacation on the 26th when my wife has her surgery.
Which is?
Next Thursday.
Okay.
Who's Joe Green?
Joe Green is a bookkeeper out of Elfrida. Well, not actually in Elfrida, but between here and Elfrida. She's highly recommended. She did all that. When we had our problems at the DFW, she came in and which our bookkeeper was the quartermaster, who it was a little different than here. There was an embezzling and all kinds of things going on, and tax things that weren't paid, which we still have some of that problem here. And Joe Green went through and got it all back on board. She's very good. It's my recommendation that we hire her to come in to go through, work with the county, get everything back on board, and then maybe be in on the interviewing process of a full-time bookkeeper.
So she's just an interim?
As of now, she's nothing, but we need to hire somebody, and I don't even know exactly how much she charges, but I know she's going to be less than a CPA, and like I say, she knows our situation. I think she'll work with us fairly. I can find more out about that, but there's things that we have to do right now, and one of them is the taxes, because going through and doing the payroll and paying all the bills and doing all the things for the last three times that I've done, we did go back and we looked for the, you know, Lori did say that there was a problem with the county not taking the money and sending it to the IRS with our number on it and all that. Well, that's going to take somebody to go through and deal with the IRS, and this lady, Jo Green, can, she's done that. She's proven that in the past through the VFW. So, and she's local. I think that she would be a very, she's going to be as reasonable as anybody we can get. So it's my recommendation, again, that we do hire her to get us back on track. And it's not, it may not be a cheap ordeal to go through, but it's something that has to happen. We are, this board is actually responsible for the problems that we have right now. So we have to solve this problem. So,
okay, well,
I'm going to put it in a motion form at this.
Well,
or should I not?
Not yet until under new business. Okay. We are going to discuss and vote on how we are going to review the candidates for the admin position.
Okay.
So when that comes up, we'll discuss that at that time.
Okay.
So we'll continue with the financials. Chief, you'll be gone starting October 26th on Thursday through?
Through that following Tuesday. I believe it's the first or second. So okay. Paul Peterson will be in charge.
Okay. Is that going to take away his schedule, or do we have
to? We're changing his schedule to fit the needs.
November 1st.
So we have to replace Paul Peterson then.
Yeah, he'll be filled in with some filling people. Also on the financials, we did get everything squared away with Chase Bank, and we do have our PIN number now for the automatic deposits for the federal employee taxes. So that is in place now. So once Joe Green or whoever we have come in starts finding out what we got to do with that, we do have that account set up now. That was the form that all the board members signed that I took straight to Chase Bank.
So that should help with this tax situation, not to have it again, maybe?
In the future,
yes.
It should be totally not a problem. But we have to solve the past, which is how many dollars, Chief?
I think we're looking at $70,000 to $80,000
that has not, and I'm not saying that that money has disappeared. What I'm saying is that it wasn't properly noted. So I think that probably, and some checks never went through. Some checks were still back here.
And some checks were stuffed in an envelope.
That's what I'm saying.
Some
checks were stuffed in an envelope because, if you all remember, Lori did say that there was a time where they said, don't do anything with them, keep them. Well, she kept them, but that didn't help us through this process.
And then when she did keep them, the admin person did keep them, they were kept in different locations. Some were in envelopes, some were in files, and some are supposedly with the county. We're still trying to verify where they're all at. That hasn't been completed yet.
And also to clarify, there are some possible penalties involved, right?
Oh, yes.
Some.
But in my past experience in a situation like this, working with the fire district, I think that they will relieve most of those penalties.
Yes.
Right.
And that's why, because they did several of ours at the VFW. Not all of them, but most of them.
As far as the checks that I said that were sent back, we still have them, so we'll have to void them out, and we'll have to void them out into the system. But I do believe that I've got, I think, all of them back, but I'm not positive yet. Until we can do a checks and balances. I finally got, this last week, I finally got on the county system, so now I can go into the counties to check checks and balances with the county. So we're on that now. And I think that's all I have for the finances.
Well, thank goodness.
Sorry.
Let's move on to the chief's report.
Chief's report. Brush fire 0, false alarm 0, structure fire 0, other 2, control burn 0, and training fire 1. Year to date total fire calls 84. EMS report, ambulance transports 16, air transports 0, code 900s 1, public assist 7, second out ambulance 0, year to date EMS calls 312.
Any other questions? Moving on to new business. Discuss and possibly vote on having the board review all outgoing checks. This is brought up to discuss should the board or parts of the board be approving and monitoring the checks as they go out. Mr. McCarter?
I thought that's what we did when we signed them.
That's basically one of the checks, signing them. But as a board, I'm thinking that maybe we ought to all be aware of the checks that are going out at the same time. So if something does come up, we can hold it. But rather than hold it, we can just find out what that particular check is all about at that time. Any other discussion from the board?
I like the idea of reviewing the checks.
How are you going to do that? You're going to have to call a meeting.
Well, a couple of ways that it can be done. We can have the meeting earlier in the month. So the first meeting of the month will be to review all those checks that come up. And we can do it at a regular meeting rather than have a special meeting.
That won't bog down bookkeeping, will it, if they have to wait for us?
Tim, what do you think?
Writing the check.
Well,
most of the checks come out if they have to be paid by the 10th.
Mm-hmm. You know, I guess in a way, Chief has his hand up.
Uh-huh. Chief?
If you don't mind, I think one thing that's going to help this out, and this is something that I've been trying to push for quite some time, is whenever we do the financials at the board meeting, the board should be getting a check detail sheet with their financial reports saying what checks were written to where and when. The problem I can see that's going to happen with this, and you know, I'm not saying yay or nay, I'm just saying the problem that I can see, is not all of them are due at the 10th, not all of them are due at the 15th, some are due upon receipt. So you got different time frames that all of these checks have to be viewed, cut, and sent back in before you start hitting penalties. And not all of them do penalties, just some of them do. But I think that one way for the board to be aware of what's going on is by the financial report having a check detail. Who was it made to, for how much?
That solves the problem. I like that idea.
That's what I used to do at Ponderosa. That's what I tried getting done here.
Okay.
And that's an easy
one. So it tells you every check number da-da-da was written to so-so for this amount on this date.
Tim Hall.
No reason why that can't be done.
Would we need an administrator to do that, or can that be done, Tim, pretty easily through our reporting
system? I could do it right now, I believe.
Yeah?
I could print one out right now, a check detail, which would show payroll, would show everything. And like as Bill said, two board members are signing the checks right now anyhow. So two board members are reviewing the checks as they're being put out. And for the last three pay periods, one person was writing the checks. So three board members were reviewing the checks. And that's why I had the idea that I kind of liked reviewing the checks. As I was writing them, I went, okay. And the chief has worked with me very well on doing the bill, because I can say, what's this for? And what's this for? And what's this for? So, but if as long as we have a paycheck detail, because the way I look at it, I just think that we don't need to micromanage. That word has come up before, but we do need to be aware of every penny that's spent. So that's one way that we will see it, because we'll see every check that's wrote by having a check detail at the meeting.
So shall we try to have this done for the next meeting?
Sure.
How does the board feel about that?
Fine.
Yeah, I don't want to add another level. I just don't want to do that.
Okay. You don't want to have a what?
Another level of bureaucracy in here.
So we won't have to have any vote on this. We'll just have Mr. Heine, next time we, next chance he gets around to do a...
And I was actually going to try to print some financials, but I thought that it would have been kind of useless. We have, going back to the financial, we've talked to the county, the chief has talked to the county, Paul's talked to the county, I haven't talked to the county, but they said that we are actually into, what's it called, chief?
We're actually taking money from the county.
Taking money from the county. But, see, that's where I have a problem, because on our QuickBooks, it shows that we have money in the account. And so, and I went back and I checked, the deposits look correct, the checks are all, so everything should be, so there's a problem there. That's why we need somebody like Joe Green to talk to the county and say, now wait a minute, you know, she can go through and spend a couple days and go, hey, everything's up and up, all these deposits are correct, all this is correct. No, there shouldn't, you know, and she can say the right things to that person at the county end.
Okay.
All right.
What it seems like is happening is there has not been actual checks and balances, and that's what I'm seeing. And I'm not a QuickBooks person. I'm not an accountant. But what I'm not seeing is that there's actual checks and balances for everything that's come in and gone out.
Okay.
And so I think that's where the issues are. Well, I can print out monthly statements from the county. However, the monthly statements don't say what each check is. It just says on site fire this amount.
Okay, let's leave this portion, number A, for discuss and vote on how down to D, and we'll discuss Joe, or is it Joel?
Joe Green.
We'll discuss Joe Green further, and this subject also about printing up reports in that section that we come up to. Is that fine with the board?
Yep. Fine with me.
We'll just move on to discuss and possibly vote on changing the meeting date to a date that corresponds with bills and payroll. Well, that's a moot point, so we'll move on to item number C. Discuss various repairs to the station. And the chief had asked to have that put in, right?
I asked to have that put in.
That's right.
The chief did mention some problems with the roof. We need to get somebody up on the roof and check that out. My deal is that we did allow money in the budget to do some repairs right here in this public meeting space. One of them is the ceiling tile. I think the other one is this floor. Could use a new coat of garage floor paint. The walls could use a coat of paint. Doors could use a coat of paint. So, and I think that we could do it all in-house. Okay. And I would be glad to help also. So what I'm not asking for money right now from the board. I'm just asking for the authority to go and get the prices. I'll measure everything up and come back with a budget to get this room looking presentable, and I'm going to present it to you at the next meeting. Is that okay?
That sounds fine. I'd like, Bill, go ahead.
I would just say that, and we've lost track of this, but in our five-year plan, and it always came up, every time we decided to use some money, it would come up. In our five-year plan, it says that we're going to repair the roof and do some repairs to this building. But we've never specifically said how many dollars are going to be spent on that. And the roof comes up every time. I don't know what's going on with the roof, but it comes up every time, and we've never addressed it. But it is in the five-year plan. So somehow we've got to figure out how to take our five-year plan and incorporate it in to what we're doing here. We make one, but we don't figure out how we're going to incorporate it.
Chief?
Yes, if I may. Bill, just to answer a little bit on the roof repair. care of, you know, we thought we had it taken care of and we thought we had it whipped. The guys had actually, I went down and picked up some roof sealers and we redid the whole roof with that rubber sealer. And I really thought that that would take care of it. And we found out at this monsoon that it didn't.
Yeah, rubber sealer does not seal a roof.
Yeah.
It only reflects. But crack and joint sealer will fix it, but it's more expensive. So I learned that on my own roof. But the crack and joint sealer will last for 20 years, but you got to use fiber with it.
Okay, I was going to bring up the subject about checking to see how old our air conditioning and heating unit is. What is it? If it's over 10 years old, then we're almost using a dead horse and we're losing money to boot. Take for instance when the solar guy came in and gave us all these prices and quoted on the current usage that we're using now. Are we using too much? Would a new air conditioning and heating unit, a new pump up there, save us 20-30%? If it would save us that much, our solar energy forecast would be lower because we wouldn't need as many panels to meet the required necessary usage. And that doesn't mean we're going to go to solar. It was just because of discussing solar energy with various peoples and so on. They said, well, first, before you go solar, check to see how old your units are. And that's one thing I think we need to do, is check to see how old they are. Are they energy efficient? Are they up to date?
They're pretty old.
Yeah. Are they up to date? Are we wasting a lot of money? Are we wasting a couple hundred dollars every month in utilities? And I think that's part of what we need to check when we check for repairs, check to see how old some of these systems are. Bill?
I'm not so sure that SSVEC doesn't have a program where they'll do an energy audit and let you know if you're overusing on something.
I think that they probably do, Chief. Why don't you give them a buzz?
An energy audit, very good idea, Bill.
And I think they do that. If I remember right in my billing, I think I saw
it. So would they be the people that would go up and examine the units that we have?
They would examine any type of...
Okay, great. So we'll have that.
And we run a swamp pool. We don't have any swamp pool.
Okay.
And then we have two heaters like this one.
But is there a swamp cooler also on the...
Quarters?
Quarters is a new AC unit.
It's new.
Yeah.
That was
done when they remodeled the quarters.
Okay.
3 years ago.
You might have to get Southwest Gas to come out, see how these.
What kind of roof is up there?
Metal.
And it leaks, huh?
I'm going to go up and take a look at it. I'm pretty good at seeing what.
Yeah, you look like Spider-Man every time you go on there.
I do know that we need to have our front door work on.
This one?
Yeah.
And this back door with all the seams and cracks I see just from the sunlight.
Yeah, no, it's
this front door just needs a screw that's not round-headed that sticks on the door.
Yeah, but this way we can see if the sun's set yet.
Okay. We know if the meeting's over.
And while we're on it, all of our overhead doors aren't in compliance either.
Overhead doors?
Yeah, the overhead doors outside. Oh. They have a safety device that if some kid was out there and it comes down, it doesn't go back up.
Hmm.
They're early 1800s.
Hmm, well, we can know a guy that's local that can probably fix that. Mark Van Orlen.
Oh, is that right?
Mark, yeah?
Yeah.
I know Mark.
Well,
Mark Van Orlen?
It needs a beam.
The eyes. He can. He's a good garage. He's a good overhead doorman. So, and he's local and he's in the fire district. So we should probably get him out to look at that.
But I think once we find out where our money is.
Right. And that's the other thing. But we can at least find out some prices and stuff before then.
So, Tim, will you oversee that? On that then, is that what you're saying? You're going to walk around and take a look.
Yeah, I'm gonna come up with some budget numbers on certain things and give you some numbers on materials. Like I say, I think we can do everything in-house with the help of the fire department and the EMS.
One thing that I don't like is...
Because I'm sure that they would like it to be a little nicer, too.
Yeah. What I don't like is when the bay doors are closed, like let's say for the winter, this place looks like it's closed down. You know, when I first started here, I was coming in at 7 o'clock in the morning, hitting the bay doors, opening them up so it looked like we're open for business. This place, when you have everything shut, it looks like it's closed down.
No windows.
Have some windows or something, you know.
Well, I can check that out, too.
Yeah, because you had brought up one subject when you first started about putting some windows in. Yeah. To that office over here. You
know, flashing neon sign.
Don't those doors need like a safety window in them, like that front door?
Yeah,
I'll scream somebody.
Yeah, a safety window, definitely. So,
Tim, I can help you with certain things. So.
Yeah, Tim and the chief will...
You can come up with some kind of a list of things you think you would like to see, and I'll come up with a list of things that I would like to see.
And then maybe we can prioritize them.
Yeah, we'll put that on old business for the next meeting. See where we stand.
That'd be great.
Okay, let's move on to item number D, discuss and vote on how we are going to review candidates for the admin position. This is also in concurrence with the other agenda item of having the board review all outgoing checks, or actually having Joe Green come in and work. This is the part where we can vote and discuss and vote on that subject, on having Joe Green. So Tim, would you like to start on that?
Again, you've kind of heard my recommendations on what I think we should do. We really need to get back on track before we hire somebody to come into what is here. We don't want somebody to inherit somebody else's things. So... Bill has a question.
Bill?
We've evidently advertised for this position.
Yes, we did.
Did you put a time on it?
Yes, we did. We put a deadline for all the applicants to be received by October 15th, which is just passed.
Okay, but what about a deadline for when we would make a decision?
No, we did not put a deadline for that.
Okay. And there's several applicants. I kind of went through them the other day when I was doing payroll and writing checks. And there are several good ones. You know, I think that the board, at their leisure, could review all of the applicants. I don't know how we want to go about the chief's recommendation was that a couple of people, a board member, maybe Joe Green, and he would do the interviews, or... Do you think that we should all be there for the interviews, or?
Well, I like your original idea myself, Tim, when, you know, having somebody like Joe Green come in and help with the interview and help make the decision and go with, you know, and then have her present to the board her recommendations of the interviews. And then that maybe we can pick, you know, she can narrow it down to one or two.
And bring those in.
And have a special meeting with the board and Joe Green at the present time and the chief present. And
I like that idea a lot.
If Joe Green is interested, I mean, you know, she may not be interested in
Joe Green. I've talked to Joe Green now for over a month, off and on. She, you know, she's been up. They go and summer up in Seattle area, so she's been gone. But I've talked to her, and she's talked to me for hours about things, and she's.
I mean, she would be fine as
she's
far as
very open, and I've told her, I said, you know, I said, Joe, I said, we do have applicants already. I said, what I think we would like you to do is to come on board and get us on the right track. I said, and maybe be in the interviewing process for a new administrative position. And then I said, maybe even follow up on a monthly basis for a few months and report to the board also what she feels is going on, you know, and she's open to it. She's not like, you know, she's a very open lady that is, she doesn't need, I don't think, she probably doesn't need this job, but she's willing to do it because
my point was I can see her being willing to help with all the books, but some people wouldn't be comfortable helping with the hiring process.
Oh, I think she would be fine with that.
And I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. I really would like to have an interview panel, and I would like to have it at minimum one board member on that panel to interview, just because I want it to be right on. I don't want to go through this again.
I personally believe it's the chief's business to do that. He can form that if he would like. I think that's the way it works, but that's just my...
Well, I'd like to make a motion at this time that we... that you give me the authority to let Joe or have Joe Green come in. I'll correspond it with the chief so that she will be here and I will be here and the chief will be here. I probably will leave after a little bit, but we'll get her on the right track and she'll get us on the right track. So I'd like to make that motion that we do hire Joe Green as a interim employee, and also at the same time that the chief form that committee that he wants to do the interviews.
Okay, we have a motion for the board to hire Joe Green as an interim secretary.
Administrator.
Financial administrator. And to utilize her until the chief can, and also to have the chief form a
basically until she feels it, or until she solves our problems.
And utilize Joe Green until all the situations that we have are solved and running smooth. It could take some time, but to utilize her as long as the board deems necessary. And at the same part of the motion to have the chief organize a hiring committee to or an interview committee.
Interview panel
for the new secretaries.
You don't want to use the word committee.
The new financial administrator.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. We have a second. Now we'll allow any discussion. We'll now take a vote. All those in favor of hiring Joe Green and having the chief form a panel. All four board members present did vote in favor of that.
Chairperson, I have a question. Do you want us to come in individually and read those applications for bookkeeping, or do you want us to just hold back till after we get things a little bit further down the road with Ms. Green?
I think if we can get some copies from the chief and have those either emailed to us as they come in.
I'll make you copies.
Copies.
Okay. I'd have to scan.
It's too much to email, but yeah. I think it would be a really good idea for, there are some very good applicants with some very good experience. So I think all of you should really go through.
Okay, so if you can get those sent to us or have those ready for us, we can come and buy and pick them up.
I'll let you know when they're ready.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, while we're on the same subject, can I have a volunteer that would like to be on the panel? Okay. Mr. Hang?
Yes.
Mr. Hang will be the board member. Has volunteered for that position on the review panel.
Is there any other board member that would like to be, or?
Just like a backup?
I would like to.
You know? Okay, so we'll have our two board members.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to agenda item number 8, any new agenda items for the next regular meeting for suggestions for the board? Now, these are just suggestions and no further discussion.
What happened to Mr. Gomez? Should he be on that?
I have some paperwork here I'm going to pass, have the chief make copies and have those passed out to the board members.
Okay.
So that'll be on the next agenda item also. Mr. Frank Gomez and his solar energy update. Mr. Jones emailed me concerning an email that he received from Ms. Lori Tucker. It was a complaint that he asked me to put that on the agenda for this meeting. I did not receive that until I got back from our vacation, so that was not part of the agenda item, and I have not talked to Mr. Jones concerning that. And I have not he asked, apparently he thought all the board members received that complaint.
I didn't.
Oh, you did? Okay.
When was this sent?
I'd have to go back in my emails and check that out.
Do you remember the subject matter of that?
No.
Or was it just, I received an email from her. We'll,
yeah, we can't discuss it.
Rather than go into any further discussion, we'll put this on the next agenda item to discuss the
agenda. So we're all on the same page and know what email
right.
we're talking about.
Right. So
did you get one, Tim?
I don't. Is it a recent email?
No. Okay. So
not real recent, no.
Okay. So we'll put down the Ms. Tucker email complaint and as an agenda item. Anything else that needs to be put on the agenda? I mean, we can always add. I thought this would be a good time just to bring that subject up.
Nothing I can think of.
Okay. We'll move on to call to the public. Anybody wishing to address the board?
Hello.
One other new item on the item is to Mr. Captain Josh is he still working on the state retirement program? Public safety?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I don't know exactly where he's at, but he is.
Okay, I'm going to bring that up for the next board meeting, so have him let me know.
Where he's at.
Okay. And if there's nothing further, then we're going to adjourn. The time is 5:37.
Wow. Record meeting.
And Chief, when you're making up those interview things, could you make copies of this also for the board? This is the solar energy update.
Is there something that Chief could do with